This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
And I'm here on the platform at Annieslands Station for the launch of the Blind Companion Cardholders pilot scheme. And I'm joined by Claire Dickey, Commercial Director of ScotRail. Hi Claire, thanks Hello. For joining us.
Hello.
So for your perspective as a train operator, what were some of the first steps in figuring out how this pilot scheme and this system would work?
Absolutely delighted to be here in Annieslands to launch this scheme today. We're really committed to making the railway more accessible and inclusive for everybody, and we see that this pilot initiative is going to be really important to encourage more people onto the railway. So that was our big focus here, to support our colleagues at Transport Scotland to deliver this scheme.
Yeah, absolutely. And for people that are using the scheme at the moment, do they need to kind of pre-identify their companion, or is it flexible depending on?
It's a super easy mechanic for folks. If anybody with the appropriate concession card, and it's the one with the plus one symbol on it, can just travel with their companion. As long as they travel alongside them, that one card allows both customers to travel for free on ScotRail.
Fantastic. And we've heard a bit about how it will make kind of ticket purchasing easier, and it adds a consistency to people when they're travelling. But what other benefits can you see it bringing for the pilot scheme users?
It really makes it much more inclusive for anybody who maybe had a bit of nerves about travelling on the railway. This makes it much easier to bring a companion along with you and navigate your way through the rail network and enjoy Scotland.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you've said, it's a big priority for you at ScotRail to make the train line more inclusive. Are there any other projects you're working on or ideas you're trying out to try and help make that?
We're here in Annieslands. One of the reasons we're launching it from this station is that the investment that's been made in accessible, making the station itself more accessible. It's a Victorian railway, so there's lots of places where we're working really hard with colleagues in Network Rail and Transport Scotland and other agencies to improve the accessibility. So it's a bit of how do we make it easier for people through ticketing initiatives like this, but also physically more accessible. You know, the lifts, the £4 million investment in lifts here will make a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And if people want to learn more about ScotRail's accessibility policies or get more information about a specific station that they're going to, where's the best place for them to do that?
ScotRail website has got lots of that. It's a huge amount of information there for folks to go and have a look through.
Well, thank you so much, Claire Dickey.
Okay, thank you very much.